It's the Rich in the Morning Show. Let's get it. My muscles ain't gonna tighten up. Head on my way with the money, yeah, that keep coming and coming. Been through this bag, I get rag on the rag, I keep coming and coming. I did a show, got a case on the road, I ain't running from nothing. God on my side, I got nothing to hide, now I'm running from nothing. God got me, woke me up, took me in. Set me down, broke me down, said make me proud. It's the Rich in the Morning Show. Thank you all for tuning in for another great episode. We got a great show lined up for you today. We are on to week 9 in the Fant Gods Fantasy Football League. Today, overview of the show, we're going to go over the overall standings. The season is progressing. Teams have distanced themselves. Teams are getting close to clinching playoff spots. And some teams are close to being eliminated out of the playoffs. And trust me, we're going to get into that very soon. We're also going to cover last week's scores. So you're going to get all of the scores and highlights from last week. And then to wrap things up, we're going to go straight into this up and coming week, where we're going to get into the scores and predictions for this week, this week's matchup. So we got a great show lined up for you. First and foremost, the Fan Guys Fantasy Football League, it's been pretty fun, man. I appreciate the group of guys that are in the league. I feel like for the most part, everybody's been pretty active. There hadn't been much, you know, fantasy drama as a whole compared to years past. But this year, things are going smooth. I feel like teams are loaded. Even the bottom teams, I feel you look at their roster, you're like, okay, you got some talent there. But obviously, fantasy is about production, and it don't really matter what them names on your team look like if they're not producing. So, yeah, we're going to get into the standings to let everyone know where the league is looking like. We got two divisions. So you got the East Division, you got the West Division, and the East Division. It's a 10-team league. So you got 5 in the East, and you also have 5 in the West. Each week, I'll say that each week, teams have been competitive. There have been bad teams that have looked good some weeks, and the good teams that are sitting at the top of the rankings clearly distance themselves to show why they are better than that talented low team in the league, because it's about who comes to perform each and every Sunday. And if you don't come ready to perform that Sunday, I don't care what name it is on you in your fantasy lineup. If they don't come to perform and you ain't getting points, it don't matter. It's about production. So to speak on production, we're gonna get to the guys at the top of the league in both standings. I'm gonna give you these top two teams in the league. In the East, sitting with the best record currently in the league, you have team I'm disgusted, Mr. Kevin Pan. He has a 7-1 record. He's sitting at the top of the East. Then we move along. We're gonna go to the team All Stars. I believe the team Melvin Gordon All Stars. They are sitting at 6-2. Mr. Brandon Holmes. These two teams, I'm just going to give my opinion on these two teams. Very good, two very talented, good ball clubs. But not only are they talented, they have both been productive each and every week. Shout out to Mr. Pan, team. I'm disgusted for picking up James Conner. He made the comment to me, no, nobody really even went after Conner. It was pretty easy to get him. And I say to that, man, who knew that Le'Veon would sit out dang near the entire year? Great, great pickup. I don't want to undermine that by any means, but who knew? And those are league-winning type of moves. I'm not saying he's going to win the league, but it obviously has put him in a position to where he's sitting with the best record. And you got to salute him for that. Team Melvin Gordon All-Stars, they've been a model of consistency. He's gotten Melvin Gordon has definitely been a model of consistency. Now, he did have a blunder where he was in the lineup and ended up not playing. So I know Mr. Holmes was upset about that. But he's sitting at 6-2, looking to overtake that top spot in the league. I know he feels like he's the best team in the league, but right now, Mr. Pan can record-wise can say differently. Probably we're going to get to the next team in the East, the number two team in the East, Team Houston Oilers. Mr. Myron Askew, he is new to the league. It's his first year. Didn't really even talk. You know, we got a group mate. He don't text. He don't message. I don't even think he has iPhone. So he don't do all that texting. He just produces. And each and every week this year, more times than not, he is produced. And he's sitting with a 6-2 record, sitting with the best of the best of the league. And I know you can look. I know he feels, if he looks at his team compared to the other teams that are so-called the best in the league, I think he likes his chances. Unfortunately for me, I believe I do face him in a heavy hitter matchup this week. But I feel good about it. Not gonna lie, I feel pretty good about it. But we're gonna get to my team here in a second. Moving along to the next, the second rated tier team in the West is Team Bergeron. Team Bergeron started off 3-0. Was sitting looking like the best team in the league. Made a move, controversial move. Can't say if it made him better, can't say if it made him worse. That's up to him. But he lost three straight, and now he has recovered the past 2 weeks and is 5-3. You gotta like when you go through adversity and you're able to bounce back. You gotta love when you're able to do that. And his team has responded well with two straight victories. One coming from me last week. So we're going to get to my team. As you know, obviously I'm not a top four team because we went through the top four. And clearly at the beginning of the year, I said I was a top four team. And by these standings so far, I'm not in that category. And so we're going to move to the third best team in the East, sitting with an also record of 5-3. Who also is on a high streak, won three straight. Team Wow is 5-3. He has Todd Gurley and Odell Beckham, and need I say more? This team is ready to make a playoff push, and you gotta like your chance. You gotta like your chance if you got Odell Beckham and you got Todd Gurley, especially with the year both those guys are having. So Team Wow. Seems pretty fitting because both those guys wild you on the field. So you gotta think that he likes his chances to make the playoffs. He's right there to get that two seed. If I can do him a favor and beat Houston Oilers right there this week, he could be tied for second place in the East Division, which would put him in that top four. So I'm sure he's looking to get a big win this week. Definitely. Moving along to the third best team in the West, you got Team Geyer. Team Geyer, new to the league, lost last week. It's been a 4-4 season. I mean, his season's been pretty, you know, up and down, like a roller coaster. But he has some talent, and he has Zeke, and I'm sure he thinks he definitely has a chance. He has Emmanuel, Keenan Allen. I was thinking of Emmanuel Sanders for whatever reason. But he has some and Patrick Mahomes. Let me not forget Patrick Mahomes. Very key pickup. I sit here and I try to be like, who? I'm like, who was the better pickup? Patrick Mahomes. That could be something for the listeners. Was it Patrick Mahomes a better fantasy football pickup, or was it James Conner? Both guys looking very, 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 very impressive. And I just always ask myself that, hey, which one of these guys? And if it was up to me, man, I think I would rock with James Conner, just simply because I think there was some buzz already around Patrick Mahomes. All eyes were on him with Alex Smith being traded, and they trade this veteran quarterback who can get you to the playoff year in, year out. They get him up out of here and bring you in. Obviously, you have some talent, but me personally, I didn't expect or hear much about James Conner. So That, to me, would be the better free agency pickup, in my opinion. And so we're going to move along to the fourth best team in the East. Team sitting at 2-6, a terrible record. But, you know, it's not over with, but you got to win out or get pretty hot here, and your chances aren't looking good. And that team is Team Me Too, Mr. Andy Pan's team sitting at 2-6, Team Me Too. Has talent on this roster. One of those teams I was saying at the beginning, man, you got some teams sitting at their bottom. They're talented rosters. But it's about production, and if you're not producing, your talent doesn't really mean much. Your name doesn't really mean much. So I'm sure he's looking to turn things around and still keep a hope alive to get back to that, at least get to 500. You would think you can get to 7-6 would be the best you can do now. And that would be to win out. Right now, I'm sure the odds aren't in that in his favor. So we'll see. The fourth best team in the West, as I move along, Team Silliman sitting at 3-5. A disappointing year. Last year, he got off to such a hot start. And this year, it's been disappointing. Kind of up and down season for him. Not over with. Still has a chance to turn things around for sure. So we'll just see. He has Tom Brady on his team. But he's lost the past 2 weeks. So we'll see if he can turn things around. Moving along, tied for fourth in the East. Such a disappointing. Tied for last. My team. So disappointing. So disappointing. To be such a great drafter, a great owner of a team, such a great scout evaluator, such a great free agent finder. This year has been probably my most frustrating fantasy year, and it's very disappointing. Seems like week in and week out, I'm making the wrong decision. I'm only one guy away from making the play. I'm only one plugging in Latavius Murray for Jordan Howard to win 1 week. You know what I mean? Things like that. Playing Deshaun Watson when Andrew Luck has a 26-point game and Deshaun Watson only has 4 or 5 points. It's these things. Drafting Dalvin Cook in the second round and not getting nothing for that pick. Man, I had faith in him this year, and I don't want to say it's over, but it's looking, it's with a 2-6 record, man, it's looking pretty ugly. You know, back to the drawing board, man. Back to the drawing board. If I got to be honest with you guys today, I'm not making the playoffs, which is very disappointing because we playoffs. We play to make the playoffs, man. We play to make the playoffs. And if you can't make the playoffs, you're in the consolation bracket. And if you're in the consolation bracket, no one cares. Who cares that you won the consolation bracket? It's the consolation bracket. Most people don't even set their lineups for the consolation bracket, man. So I'm not giving up just yet. Yes, I would love to finish with an above 500 record. And hey, if I do that, who's to say teams don't go on the... I've been on a 3-game, 4-game losing streak. Who's to say somebody up the top won't have it or experience that? So, gotta keep the hope. We're gonna keep pushing, but it's looking like we're about to bring those fishing nets out and get ready for summer vacation. It's time to go to Disney World, because right now, we're looking terrible. And to be quite honest with you, I'm actually loving my roster. I love the guys I have. I'm gonna finish the season. I don't, even if I make the consolation, I'm definitely gonna try to win it. But no one wants to win the con. You want to win the real prize. So disappointing year for Team Lights Kamara Action. Haven't seemed to be able to get things right so far. So we're gonna keep you updated. That's the standings as far as everything goes. Moving along, we're going to get into last week's scores, give you a quick rundown of everything. And then we're going to get to some things today, wrap things up. But last week's scores, week eight, you had Team Stay Humble versus Team Bergeron. I moved to 2-6. Bergeron got a win, his second win in a row. He wins, moves on to 5-3. He wins 155-123. Wild versus Team Silliman, a massacre. Team Wild wins 171-93, almost a 100-point loss. Team Silliman is not looking good this year. He has to get back on track to try to wrap some things up. So we'll see if he can get things done and turn things around. But definitely Team Wild is looking like a playoff team, wouldn't you think? I definitely would think so. Definitely looking like he's about to move up to that playoff contention. So moving along, Team Me Too versus Team Melvin Gordon All-Star. And this was a close one. And I'm not going to lie, I thought Team Me Too was going to get the win, but didn't happen that way. Team Melvin Gordon, veteran experience, got a grit and grind type of win, and you got to always love those. He moves on to 6-2. He brought the energy early last week. I saw him on Snapchat. He was hype. He was with his daughter. He was hype, bringing the energy, and I think that energy is what excelled him to get this win this week over Team Me Too. So moving along, we got Team I'm Disgusted in a matchup versus Team Akari. Team I'm Disgusted wins by over 120 points. A massacre. Team I'm Disgusted moves on to 7-1. Team Bakar over. Moving along, the final matchup of last week was Team Houston Oilers versus Team Guard. Good matchup. I thought Team Guard could probably sneak out a win here, but Team Houston Oilers wins 123-107. And just a model of consistency. Each and every week, he's bringing his hard hat, and he's ready. His team has been ready to perform. You got to tip your hat off to one of the new guys in the league. We're going to get ahead, move along to week nine, give you the predictions. First and foremost, I play Team Houston Oilers. Sitting at 6-2. We have opposite records. I'm 2-6. He's 6-2. I'm projected to win this week right now. So we'll see. I'm projected to win 124-114, but we'll see. I'm feeling good about it. If we can get this one, man, maybe we can get that train rolling and start to turn this thing around, at least get above 500. Hey, we get above 500 in the year on a five-game streak. I've done it before. So we're going to see where things go. We don't plan to be the worst team in the league when the year is said and done. That's our goal right now, is to not be the worst team in the league and do as best as we can. So moving along, we got Team Silliman versus Team Me Too. A 3-5 versus 2-6 matchup. Team Silliman is projected to win by 3 points, 121-118. If I had to predict, looking at the rosters, think I am going to roll with Team. I like what I saw from Team Me Too last week, and Team Silliman looked bad. They looked bad last week, and I think I'm going to roll with Team Me Too to get the win. So they look. I say Team Me Too moves ahead and goes 3-6, and Team Silliman is 3-6 as well, which would be rough. But I think I'm going to say Team Me Too pulls out the win this week, which would be an upset according to the projection. Moving along, we got a heavy hitter game of the week matchup. Team Wild versus Team I'm Disgusted. Team Wild has the pieces to dethrone Team I'm Disgusted. Team Wild sitting at 5-3. Team I'm Disgusted sitting at 7-1. Team Wild is actually projected to win by 1 point, 121-120. My prediction is what I want to happen. No shade here whatsoever, but looking at my team, the best chance for me to kind of make a push is if Team Wild lose. Probably not going to catch Team I'm Disgusted. I highly doubt he'll lose out the rest of the year. Highly doubt that. But this could be the start of it. Hey, so I'm not going to base it off this. I'm going to look at the matchup. Give me a second. Looking at the matchup, man. See, I think I'm going to. Looking at the matchup, I'm going to give Team Wild. I'm going to give the head nod to Team Wild. just simply because I've seen him year out and year in win big games, and he's due for a 200-point game. I've known him for years. He's been in the league. He's been a respectable league mate. He's hit 200 multiple occasions, ladies and gentlemen, and this may be the week. So I'm going to roll with Team Wild. No disrespect to Team. I'm disgusted. Going to be a great matchup. Wouldn't be surprised if Team I'm Disgusted pulls it out. Great matchup. Game of the week. You got to stay tuned. We'll keep you updated with that one next week. Moving along, we got Team Geyer versus Team Melvin Gordon All-Stars. And Team Geyer is predicted to lose 127-128. He needs this win. Definitely needs this win. Team Melvin Gordon looking to separate himself and try to get to that top best team in the league spot. But I think I'm going to roll with Team Geyer in this one. I think he has the pieces to get the win, and I think he will. Think he has a chance to pull off the upset. So we'll definitely keep you updated with that one as well. Last game of the week, you got Team Bergeron versus Team Bakari. I think this one is pretty simple. I'm going to roll with Team Bergeron here. Team Bakari is struggling. So that's going to wrap up our predictions for this week. And I just want to thank you all for tuning in. We had a great show for you today. Continue to listen. If you want to check us out on Spotify. You can also check us out on Apple Podcasts. Just type Rich in the Morning, man. Rich in the Morning Show. Show us some love on Facebook. Spread the love, man. Rich in the Morning. We're trying to do big things. We're trying to keep you updated on all the richest news in sports. The richest fantasy league. You know, we keeping you up to date. So you gotta keep tuning in and stay listening. Thank you all so much for every time you tune in. I greatly appreciate it. We'll be back next week with another episode. But that's gonna wrap things up. It's the Rich in the Morning Show.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.